we started with Daf with Pesukim and Chumash, and then we went to the Gemara Daf Samech Vav and Aleph, where we find a distinction between Nida and Zava by Torah law. Then things change a little bit by rabbinic law. That's called Hiskin Rebbe, but Rebbe's takana seems to have been limited to certain places. Didn't apply everywhere where there weren't B'nai Torah. And then B'nos Yisrael took the next step. Number one, it includes Shiv and Akiyim for every single case, which Rebbe did not require. Rebbe was took care of all the logical possibilities. We'll see later why Abzeira's Chuma went even further than that. And number two, it seemed to have become spread out throughout the world. Although it says over here, there are different places, Hechad the Achmer, Achmer, Hechad the Achmer, Achmer. But later on Samach Zayinim Advais, the Gemara has an expression, the Ho'idna, nowadays, Kulu Safik Zava Shavina Rabbona. There are two things over here. Number one, Kulu, applies elsewhere. And number two, Shavina Rabbona. Now, Shavina Rabbona, that's a very important phrase. Shavina Rabbona implies there's a Takana de Rabbona, which tells us that B'nos Yisrael have the status of a Zava no matter what. As opposed to the Gemara and Samach Vav and Aleph, where the expression of seems to be a bit different, because the Gemara in describing it, Hechad the Achmer Achmer, Hechad lo Achmer Achmer, sounds like some minik. And to this day, Ad Yom Hazeh, the Machlokes Gedoli Aposkim, which we'll be getting to as we go, little by little, whether B'nos Yisrael is a Takana de Rabbanan, or B'nos Yisrael is just a minik. Now, we don't take Minhagim lightly. I'm not discussing Minhagim that started now, that I don't know, what kinds of crazy Minhagim in today's world. But Minhagim which are found in Shas, we don't take lightly. Nonetheless, there can be difference halacha lemaisa between something which is an official category of a minhag and something which is an official category of a din. I know that we're not learning with Masechta Kiddushin this year, not in this year. If you want to have at least some solidarity with Kiddushin, I advise you to look in Rav Gustman's Sefer, if I can find it upstairs, in the very last piece, the last page, where he discusses this. The last page of Rav Gustman's Sefer, Kutras Yeshirim, he discusses this very issue, whether the Chuma de Rav Zera is a minig or a din. And he tries to rule that in perhaps certain limited cases, the Mamaka Mitzvah Puravu, we have a right, believe it or not, to set aside the Chumra de Rav Zera. He's basing himself on a Kesef Mishnah that was called Pesach. Ooh. But the Kesef Mishnah says that if you have the mitzvah certain chumras, shum and agid, it wouldn't apply if it gets in the way of mitzvah chilas korban Pesach. So he wants it, says, even though it's a minig which is found in Shas, so maybe here as well would apply. Rebbe is a takana, but Rebbe is only besuria, besodos, besvodos, whatever, it doesn't apply in our world, perhaps. So he actually suggests that halacha lemais. And he quotes an earlier sefer called the Galia Masechta, or Dovdol Navardika, one of the great Talmidim of the of Chaim Voloshin, I believe, who wrote that. He wrote that 100 years ago, that you can be makel in certain situations in the Chumra of Zayin Nekiyim, because technically it's a minig, and as important as a minig is, but the mokel in the midst of the rice of Puravu, perhaps we can even set it aside. Now today, it's no longer required. Today there are modern medicines which make it unnecessary for solving what we used to call orthodox infertility. Let me just be a little bit clear with that, what I'm talking about. The typical woman, the Shiv and the Kiyim, is going to be separated from her husband for 12 days. And sometimes, if she has a very short cycle, the ovulation will come before she goes to the mikveh. She'll then have a baby. It's called orthodox infertility. It only applies to those who keep orthodox Torah law. So they would try to discuss. Remember, Moshe even has a brief reference in one of his tshuvas about this. He doesn't say anything. He says, well, they ask of Henkin, and it's complicated, I want to write about it. But you know who did he write about it? Rav Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman, if you look at Mincha Shlomo Chelek Beis, he has a long kuntris about laws of Nida. Rav Shlomo Zalman was very bothered by infertility. Very, very bothered. Yesh Omrim, that three of his sons were not blessed with children. That was part of the impotence for Aynes, Yesh Omrim. He put a long kuntris, which he tried to find ways out of the orthodox infertility problem. And towards the beginning of the country, he writes this. Well, maybe we should just say, the Malcolm Bitz's Puravu, So it's a minig, and we can set aside the minig in such a circumstance. It's Mincha Shlom Achelik Beis Simon Ayin in my edition. They're different. They're family politics, they're different versions of Chelik Aleph is still Chelik Aleph, but Beis and Gimel will put out Beis and Gimel, then will put out Tinyona. Simona are all mixed up. But the one I have, which I bought right away, it's the Chelik Beis Simon Ayin, probably in the Bar Ilan. You can get it there or some other number. I'm not sure if anyone cross reference him. He says it's wrong, it's incorrect. Because Gazru Chachamim, we saw the Gemara, Shavini Rabbanan, Samach Zayin Leveis, Samach Shavini Rabbanan, not just Samini, Rabbanan. The Ramban writes that way. That's what I mentioned at the end of the Shia yesterday, that Churmazu started with the women, but Motzochei Bein Chachamim, and they established it forever and ever and ever. Ah, forever and ever and ever. So I'll say, and the Meshach Chachm said that Mary Yibon HaMikdash is going to have to go, because otherwise they're not going to know if she's Chayav HaKorban or not Chayav HaKorban, and that can't be. We'll see, even that's not necessarily true. There were those who said that even Shimon HaBeis HaMikdash is going to exist. How? We'll discuss it later. Okay. So this is the issue. The Raiva seems to say it's only a minik. We'll come to the Raiva a little bit later. Fine. I want to talk to you about the 11 days which we saw yesterday in Afayin Beis and Beis is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. There were 11 days of Yemei Ziva, and the standard opinion of everybody but the Rambam, some say the Rachel like the Rambam, but standard opinion of everybody else is it goes as follows. Just a little bit prep. A woman sees Dam Rosh Chodesh. She's a Nida. By Torah law, she goes to the Mikvah Motzi Shabbos. She's on Sunday. She goes to the Mikvah Motzi Shabbos. By Chumah de Rav Zeira, putting everything together, the bottom line is she's used to 5 days anyway. It's Poletta, so we'll get to later on. She's not going to go to the Mikvah until the following Thursday night. Okay, that's just 12 days separated from her husband. Fine. Good. She goes to Mikvah, everything's fine and dandy. Until she sees Dam again. Oh. It's known as a menstrual cycle. A menstrual cycle has to do with the word moon. According to Sisu, we'll get to the Ra'ah. Ra'ah has its own Shitas. There are very, very. He thinks that all the Vestas, we'll get to later on, depend upon the Merlin. If you were children's best Shabbos, the Merlin Bet Zayin, you know? You have to keep track of the murder to know when she has to separate from her husband. According to the Ra. No one else follows them to my knowledge, but that's the Ra sheet. But there's a connection. Menstruals, moon, the menstrual cycle. So about a month later, approximately, she'll see again. So, according to everybody but the Rambam, she sees again. She is now a Nida again. Good? Okay, she saw a Sunday. Remember, it's like a Sunday. We picked a Sunday. I'll just make it a little easier. She has a 28-day cycle. 28, that's very common. She says every 4 weeks she sees on Sunday. Good? So 4 weeks later she's on Sunday. She's again in Nida. And the same thing happens. So it's by Torah law, she can go to Mikvah Motzei Shabbos. And by Rabbinic law, she has to wait until the next Thursday night and invite the Gagangan. 4 weeks later, goes forever. That woman and me. And of course, many women are not so regular. The Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rambam, Rov Noshim have a Veskavua. And I'm saying it's not true. It's contrafactual Bisman Azeh. It's not true. Almost no women have a Veskavua. That's around pills. And it's a Vesk for pills. Not. We'll get to all these things as we go. So it's good. So every time, the only time there's a problem is if she sees Dam between day 11, between day 8 and day 18, those are the 11 days by Nida L'Nida. She sees one, she's Shomeres Yom. She sees two, she's Shomeres Yom. She sees three, she's like Zavah Gadol. So Shomeres Yom, if you saw, it's what's called Zavah Ketana, believe in the Gemara. Fine and dandy. This case, any healthy woman, presumably is going to be a Nida her whole life. She'll never be a Zavah. It'll never happen. The Ramban writes, that I asked you to see, Ramban and Chumash, Pashas Mitzorah, that Zavah is a Choli. Something's wrong. The hormones aren't right. Same as Zav is a Choli. Zav is a Choli. Right? The same as Keri is not a Choli. Sanina is not a Choli. So the natural phenomena, the Torah is more makel on. Well, Keri is just one day, and Anita is just 7 days. But the unnatural phenomena, which is expressing some degree of illness, the Torah requires shiva nekiyim and a korban. Okay? Just briefly, overview. The Rambam is in his own world. His own world. This is a pillar. No matter what, even go into it, since we're trying to discuss things a little bit more, the more fundamental issue, I'm not going to talk too much about it, because the Magad Mishnah already said, and commenting on that Rambam, lo arich bazeh. Why should I spend so much time? It's not okay anyway. Because you have no, everyone's a zava. Why should we spend too much time? We just had a sheet of the Galia Masech. We should be spending time. It's relevant, because if it's only a minute, we have some room to be lenient, a little wiggle room somewhere here and there. So we have to talk a little bit about it. The Rambam has his own sheet. The Rambam says that you go to, luckily there's a store by this name, 7-Eleven. It's just a store. It still exists. 7-Eleven, 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 7-Eleven. Okay, very nice. Rabbi say, what's 7 plus 11 plus 7?
25.
So the classical case of the woman who sees on Sunday 4 weeks later, according to the simple pshat in the Rambam, she's not going to be a nida, she's going to be a zava. Nothing to do with illness. She's a perfectly healthy woman. She saw it last Sunday, 2 days ago. You'll see 4 weeks later, do an arithmetic. 7 days of Nida. Then it came 11 days of Ziva. Then came 7 days of Nida. And then, boom, starts 11 days of Ziva again. Wild sheep. It's a wild sheep. According to the Rambam, it's so complicated. I saw in the Rav's notes, Habib Sa'inyan. Rebbe's notes. See, the Rav Shechter took these notes back at Tav Shin Chav Gimel and Dalet. So, Rebbe wrote, and I think others said the same, that if according to the Rambam, we understand very well why they had to make all these takanas. You have to be a mathematician to keep track of what's going on. So, they made Rebbe and Rav Zeret, almost need calculus to figure out what's going on. It's so complicated. But according to Rashi and Ramban and everybody else, what's all to figure out? The average woman will probably never be a zava. It's easy to figure out. She just has a regular cycle. I don't mean regular in literal sense. As long as the cycle is anywhere from 19 days and up, I mean 19, it could be 49. It's going to be easy to figure out. Nothing difficult. According to the Rambam, it's very complicated. That's what's written in the Sefer, as other Sfarim as well. Oh. So, the Rambam sheet is a unique sheet. Again, some say the Rachel that way, but we don't think Ksav Yad. It's known by us as the Rambam Shita. The Ramban says it's a mistake. He writes it in Hilchos Nida, Hilchos Perek Aleph. It's a mistake. It's wrong. Okay, it's a mistake. We don't say the Rambam made mistakes. We come from, Rambam didn't make mistakes. We have to understand the Rambam. Yes, sir.
According to the Rambam, doesn't a woman just mark a calendar the first time she's in blood, and then she's good for the rest of her life?
Well, so the two things, right, Rambam, that can interrupt the cycle. What are the two things? Having a baby.
Right.
Oh, so that's the question with Kriyas Fest. That's a big shadow within the Rambam. Rambam may have changed his mind about this. We're going to get to that a little bit later. And on a simple level, the fact that she sees every 28 or 9 days, some say, according to the Rambam, that's going to take her out of this whole math and put her into the, like everybody else, like the Rashi and Rambam. Others say, no, it's not completely clear within Shita Rambam. It's a change in Perish and Mishnais. We'll come to that. That's yeah. You have to look in the proper editions. We'll see. We're going slow. Since not everyone has a Rambam, let's open up to the Rambam. That's a good idea. Why not? Does everyone see the Rambam? Let the Rambam speak for himself. Okay? Same problems yesterday. Got bigger. Let's go. Dama nida v'dama zava v'dama koshi. Koshi is the leading up to the birth. V'dam yoledes, v'dam tohar. Oh, what's dam tohar? It's another important thing. What's dam tohar? After a baby. Teishei v'dmei tohara. Teshevid Me Tahara means that a woman, even if she sees blood, she's still Tahara. People don't understand the Pesukim of Chumash. They get all confused when they're like, somebody called that, I had a baby, I'm... It's very simple. Just look carefully at Pesukim. If a woman has a baby boy, she's automatically Tumeya for 7 days. After 7 days, that night she goes to the mikvah. After seven days. So she has a baby on Sunday. Motzei Shabbat she goes to the mikvah. And any dam she'll see for the next 33 days, you can have all the dam you want, she's still Tahora, Muteras, Levayel, everything is fine. As a matter of fact, I showed you the Gemara at the end of the Shia yesterday, of Laman Aleph and Beis, give it another peek there. They have a peek. Look. We mentioned the Gemara about the 7 days, shouldn't be familiarity, be contempt. She's like a honeymoon. Look, two lines before that. Neymar Matar Mila Lishmona, Shalo Yu Kulam Smechim, Va'ovi V'imo Atsevim. Pilele Ploya Mamish. Pilele Ploya. Rashi says, interesting Rashi. Neymar Mila Lishmona V'lo Lishiva. Huh? It was my Havah meaning to tell her to make the meal on the seventh day. Julius Kol Smechim, Sha'ochlin V'shosin V'suda, Va'ovi V'imo Atsevim, Sha'asurin V'tashmish. Now the doctor's going to ask the Tashmish anyway at that point in time. But they can't even touch each other. Every bris mila today, the Av Avinim, a little bit at Sevim, can't touch because we don't follow this Dam Torah anymore. Unless in certain places in France that the Rambam referred to, they were Mekel and Dam Torah. We don't do it anymore. It's either included in the Chumra of Zera, or it's a later Gaonic Chumra, it's a Machloikas, which could have ramifications. But we'll see anyway. We always assume everyone is your letters for Zov. It's only relevant if a woman, let's say a girl. So 14 days, she's the man no matter what. The next 66 days, she gets a bonus, a free ride. Teshi Mitvei Torah. So what will happen if a woman went to the mikveh? Usually the women can't go to the mikveh for at least a month. Sometimes 2 months. So let's say 60 days passed since the birth. She goes to the mikveh 60 days after the child is born. And then perhaps a few days later, some kind of a child. So, how do we treat that child? Is it a regular, normal need to child? So, with all the regular rules, so it can perhaps be a little bit more makel. Because according to some, that Rias Dam is not, even if it was a full flow, would not be Medina de Gemara, would only be a Churma Sagaonim, which didn't apply, didn't accept in certain parts of Europe. So, there'd be a little bit more wiggle room in such a case. Okay? Fine. The Karoim, the Tzedukim, they looked the opposite way. They said that a woman is prohibited to a husband for 40 days for a boy and 60 days for a girl. And there are plenty of wannabe Tzedukim who call me up if they have a baby because they say, what's this with the 40 days, with the 80 days? I tell them, you got the wrong religion. You got to call some people somewhere, maybe, I don't know, somewhere in Israel, they have some Tzedukim, Karoim and Yerushalayim, or some Karoim Shul, some. Call them if you want that kind of chumrah. Call me, you get a cool. Okay, anyway. So that's called Dam Torah. So the Rambam is telling us all these dams, it's all the same. We all know it's all coming from the uterus. The uterus is called the Makar, it's called the Aim. There are many different words we have for that organ of the woman's body. If you read the books, they'll tell you it's a pear-shaped organ, which is pretty small. But then, somehow by miracle, if a woman's pregnant, it expands. Kadosh Baruch Hu made a million miracles. I always say the birth of a healthy child is the biggest miracle imaginable. It's so unbelievable. It's one of the unbelievable parts of that miracle. Fine. Okay. Ketzad, Halacha Beis. Oh, what's that? Umayah Nechadu, so Gemachogos in the Gemara. Uvizmane Bilvado, Shishtana Dina, Vatiyaroa, Dam Zu Tahora, Vizu Nida, Vizu Zavam. Ketzad. This is the tricky part. Rambam is talking halacha on a level of Doraisa. Elatipa Rishon Bavat, fine. Rosa Davia Mashmini raised a dam ziva, Neshahu below Es Nidasa. You're not supposed to see for more than 7 days. A healthy woman stops it in less than 7 days. Now the word bilvad is the most important word. Bilvad, in the simple translation, means that's it. Can't be more than 11 days. Can't be. After 11 days pass, what happens then? She goes back to the next Zman Nida. Okay? Zman Nida, who cares about Zman Nida? Where I come from, there's no such thing as Zman Nida. You're a Nida. Who's talking about Zman Nida? Keep this in mind. Fine. Kol Shiva say Yamim Shad Nikpa that Lovesis Bitchilasan, Nikon Yemei Nidasa, Rosam Emdam Ben Losa Emdam, and my Nikon Yemei Nida, Meshe Ruil Nida, Chodam Shatir Bem Dam Nida Yechoshev. Good? So far so good. Kol Achara say Yom Shachar Shiva in Nikon Yemei Zivasa, Ben Rosa Emdam, Ben Losa, Lom Nikon Yemei Ziva, Meshe Ruil Ziva, Chodam Shatir Ben Dam Ziva Yechoshev. V'izor b'shnei shemos elu shen yemei nidasa v'yemei zivos kol yomei ha'isha miyom sheyikov al aves ha'chetavos o ha'chet yeyok ar aves ha'yom acher tispo le'olam shiva mitchilas yom aves ha'chven achalas ha'chven shiva ha'chven achal. Here it is. This is the Rambam. 7-11, right? You just said it. That's not Rashi. It's not the Ramban. They think it's nuts. This is crazy. Later is the case. We'll leave out the other cases for the moment. Later. That breaks it up. With me so far? Because it comes out, and according to the Rambam, there mean many situations of a woman, who's a perfectly healthy woman, who's going to be in the category of a Zava. And she's going to require 3 days. Requires 7 clean days by Torah law. Absolutely. It's Meisim B'chol Yom. Oh. Rabosai, does everyone agree that's Halacha Moshe Yisian? Halacha Moshe Yisian, does everyone agree to that? We saw it. Let's take a look for a minute. And I am Bezim B'Beis. What did it say? I am Bezim B'Beis. It says, Acharas Yom Benidah L'Nidah, Halacha L'Moshe Yisianai. The details are a bit of a slight dispute. What's happened over here? Rabbi Yochanan Omar Halacha Yud Aleph. Right? What does that mean? Achara Sahu the Loboy Shimur Holachrini Ovid Shimur. What does that mean? What do the words mean? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, we'll take a little bit earlier. Asiri. Ain lo tziruf lezivas with Rashi. Shein mitzarav imo ela yud aleph tavil letrei. If she sees on day 10 of the 11, there's no way she can become a zava gadol. It's impossible. 10, 11, 12. 12? You say 12? Oh no. 12 is already, you're back in Yemei, Nida. Tikshi, the pshit lo de boy et shimo im rosabo de ha'arroa lehevia le de zava gemura. Afasiri imischil the rosbo, boy shimo yud aleph kenegdo. Afagav the ainer ruya level the days of the gemurah. Ki yud aleph the beisilo damel lo boy shimo. Okay. Shebe nida le nida. I'm skipping a few Rashi's. Bein sof nida le tchilas nida mishkol yemei nida ainer chazer siyos nida leishes the ruya achas shisha vehu achi yichu yud aleph yom. Okay. So my halachas with Rashi tenashu neyom ayom in aleph kama rabba loza ben azaria. Tavi Aloch Moshe Misinei. The boy, Hashatz Ma'il Chosov, Mishayim Mishalafonim. What's the difference? Halach Yud Aleph, V'dover Echad Huchol Mishalafonim. Hilchos Yud Aleph, V'shnei Dvarim Huchol. That's Machlokas, 17 of Yochanan, and Rishlokas. All fighting about Halacha L'Moshe Misinei. Frek the Gemara. Hanikroi Ninu. The Psukim for Rashi. Before we get to that, I skipped a couple of the Gemaras with a little Rashi, right? Lo iu boi shimur, says Rashi, midoraisa lishma yud aleph kenegdo, v'lo lachwini havi shimur, dasiri lo boi shimur midoraisa, kot av yochanan, ho v'lo v'tov v'de ziva, u'midrabonon, mia afiliro yoy min aleph, asura l'shamish b'yom sh'liachra, kedigotoni b'masnisin, areza gargaram, Ramin and Perik Basima, Gagor and the Tanan Osir. What does that mean? He's in a hurry. He She's in a hurry because she's a shomeres yom, and in case she's with his wife, and then she sees afterwards it's a steer, and she ended up in Nisakaris. That's what we said. Fine. Now, but the krois psukim. Let's see. The Tanya. Yochol aroa gimel yom mitchilas nida ritzufim teizava. Rashi the sphere zaynikim with the carbon dixiv. Yomim rabim v'kamat zrichlo sphere of the carbon. Whenever you see 3 days in a row, you're a zava. That's the yochol. The havamim. Kumanim mekayim isha kisiya zavas. Dom Yezov Zovot, and there's no Shiva Nakim in the first part, Perikosuk, whatever it was, Ches. That's Beroa Yom Echad. You see one day. Oh, it's Pasuk Yutes, it's on the side. Okay? Avarol Gim Yom Mitchila Tia Zova. That's the Havamina. That's the Havamina. Why one, not two? We're not going that right. One should be, two should be the same as one. Okay, one is, maybe one includes two. Talmud Lama, we now start the last Amud. See, we've gone to the end of Masechta quickly. You start at the end, you're at the end. Okay. Below, now here there are two different girsas. We'll get to this, not tomorrow, but some one of them we'll get to this, two girsas. Below as Nidasa is one girsa. There's another girsa, Al Nidasa. You see it in the parentheses. It's in parentheses. Now, or it could be both. Below us, he does. Ali does. If you look on Torah Rashalim, which most of you have these days, it says, well, it gives you the pasuk we saw on the screen yesterday. This is the pasuk of Zava. Pasuk Chav Hey. Isha ki Yosef Zov Dom Yomim Rabin. Below us, he does. O ki Sozov Ali does. So here they quote below us, he does. And Ali does. Either one's a typo, or the other's a typo, or neither's a typo. They're both. We'll see. Okay. So what's the din? So she's Tamei. Fine. Samach l'nidasa, that's Al. V'ein li'ala samach l'nidasa. Mufluk m'nidasa yom echad minayin. Talmud lomar. O ki sozov. Again, everything's found in the pasuk you see on the side. Rashi. Below as nidasa, eina omal l'chal v'rosh shlosha acha yamei nidasa. Samach l'nidasa shirasa yishin acha zayin yamei nidasa v'rosh v'shmini tshiv asiri. Means from the start, from the beginning. She starts this Sunday, she sees next Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Okay, sozu the rabbis raw test yud v'yad aleph. Let's say she sees this Sunday, and she sees next, not Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, could be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, you know. Not going to be keroichel, but all those numbers are going to end. Okay, sozu the rabbis raw test yud v'yad aleph. Minayim. Any other Yom Echad Minayim, the Rabbis Muflik Shnayim, Shlosh, Arbo, Chamisha, Shisha, Shiva, Shmona, Tisha, Asara Minayim. Gvalt. She saw 1 through 7, then she stopped for 10 days. Day 18, she sees again. I'm at a whole complicated derivation of Sukkot. I'm going to skip this now because it's too complicated for the moment. But let's go back to the end of the Daf. End of Ayin Gimel and Alf. Alma Kroy Ninu. So the Psukim, a whole Alma Gemara Psukim. Wait till Malach Moshe Sinai. As the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva Kroy. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hilchasa. It's Machlokas HaTanoim. The Psukim, or the Loch Ol Moshe Sinai. Very, very important. Very important. Rashi, second white line, Rabbi Akiva Kroy. Logoma Ha Hilchasa Moshe Sinai. To come, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, v'chi heket said to Chatzi Lug, Shem and the Tod and the Kroy, Hokinami Yolof Echatzi Aminin and the Kroy. Fine. One more, two lines of Gemara. Let's just finish once we're here already. Look at this amazing Gemara. Only Rav Shmuel Rav Abba. Eima b'yamama teve zava, b'lelia teve nida. Wee! Talk about Ahavamina. Wow. Talk about a havamin. She sees by day, she's a zava, and night she's a nida. Now this makes sense. Look at the pesukim. Rashi, be your mummy. We also be yom tia zava. The kedushim, yomim rabim. Yomim rabim. Says the word yomim. Yomim. And when you come to a wedding, they say yomim. That's yomim. It's like a song. But we have a different yomim. It's in chumash. Wait till Tanakh. Yomim. Yomim means days. Sing Yomim, they want the rabbit to live in the night also. But some of Yomim is more suggests maybe it only means days, not at night. If you remember, look back in the Torah on the previous page, Ayin Beis. Isha kisiya zava dom yadov dovi psara shiva yomim tia v'nidas lekol tamet ne'el yomarov. The word yomim is not found. No yom, no yomim, nothing. So that's a nidah. So when you see at night, you're a nidah. You see by day, you're a zava. Wow. What a great question. Shmayas Rav Abba. Omele olecha makro. Al nidasa. Savach nidasa. Savach nidasa. Emas havi belelya. V'kakari lo zava. Amazing Gemara. Savach nidasa, Zerashi. Leel shmini. Shere yemei nidus kol shiva. Adalaila. Kedichsiv shiva tiyabim tiyabim nidasa. So the next night, we'll call it Motzei Shabbos in our language. Every period starts on Sunday. That Motzei Shabbos is Samach Nidasa, and still the Torah calls that individual a Zava. So you see at night you're also you're a Zava, you're not a Nida. Got so far so good? Just went through the super second one. Rabbi Osai, if you had a paskin, whether something is Halacha Moshe Misine or a Krah, would you bother paskining, or is it all the same thing? If you asked me, I wouldn't bother paskining. It's a din, not kamina. But the Rambam said, Halacha l'moshe misinai, she'ein ben nida l'man nida, l'charas yom bovad. He paskened to Halacha l'moshe misinai. Well, who does the Rambam always follow, Rabbi? Who does he always follow? The Rif. Didn't we see it yesterday? That was the Rif yesterday. I think he said the same words, no? Let's look it up. I forgot what yesterday. We'll look it again. Open up to the riff, Rabbi. Say what has a riff. See what he said. Here we go. Here's page Zion in our print. Here. Somewhere in here, I believe that the Rif says that the Yud Aleph Yom is Halacha L'Moshe Misina. Can anyone find it for me, please?
About 10 lines down.
10 lines down. Hi, the Marbinan Yud Aleph Yom Yonina. Mikroy La Divi Akolo. The Kaimelon. Oh, very good. The Kaimelon. It's in bold. Yud Aleph Yom Shemenid Lanida. Halacha L'Moshe Misina. Why did the Rif tell us this? And if it would be, and if hold like Rabbi Akiva, be there any different? So my nafkamina. Interesting, the Rush quotes the Rif. You saw the Rush? It's on the Maram Akamas. Open to the Rush for a minute. Perek Asiri. If you have my edition, you'll see on page Samuel Beis, line 2. Klola de Naktina Mehani Masnaista. Those were taken from the Rif, verbatim. The Rosh didn't write in Hebrew, Aramaic wrote in Hebrew. The Aramaic is quoting the Rif. Now you see the words Klola de Naktina Mehani Masnaista, we just found it in the Rif, 10 lines down or so, on page Zion in our print. And you find it in the Rush too. Only one difference. The four lines in between the Rush left out. Quotes the whole riff. Did you notice this? Quotes the whole riff left out four lines. Look. Just look at the top of the page. It's page Samuel Bates. You have my edition. Alav Chachamim, Lo Sas Akein. Oh, let's see over here. Achar Titor. Achar Amas. I take this from the top of Samuel Bates. You have my print. You have the old print. I'll tell you where it is. It's after the hay of the Madanion. Achar Amasa Titor, Kemet Shetov the Torah of the Sazgib Taras. Avlamu Chachamin, Lotasa Kain, she shouldn't go to the mikveh. Shotov the Day Suffolk, Moshe Psha. Klola the Natina Mehai Mesnais. If you look on the riff on page 9, you see the non bolded part. Lotasa Kain, Shotov the Day Suffolk. Then he has these four lines. And the Rush left it out. Why waste ink? Why waste ink? Nafkamina, he's a poskim over here, not lumda shashirum here. Psak alocha. It's a nafkamina if you follow Rabbi Akiva, follow Rabbi Nazir. It's all the same thing. Same thing. So why bother? That's the kasha. Why bother? So the Netziv asks this question. Why bother? And he gives a teretz, which is unbelievable teretz. Netziv claims, I have it in front of me. Shultus Rav Achoy Gaon. It's Perish and Shultus. It's in Simon, Shulta Pei Vav, Siv Cotton, Dalit. He claims, but the Rambam claims, that the Machloikas Rav Elazar and Azariah versus Rav Akiva is the Machloikas, the Rambam, against the world. So the Rambam concedes that the world is right, according to Rav Akiva. So all the they start piling up kashas against the Rambam, is against this Gemara, is against that Gemara. Oh, what me worry? All those Gemaras are Rav Akiva. All like the Torah's Kohanim, the Bryce that's quoted over here. It's also found, if you look in the Torah's Kohanim in the Sefer and Vayikra. Oh, that's true. If you follow the Psukim, then what we saw, Pshat of Rashi and the Ramban, and the standard Pshat that we hold, that's correct according to the Psukim. But if it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, then all bets are off. Then the Rambam thinks his Pshat is correct. Now, you'll ask, where did he get it from? The Rambam, he had to have a source. So he got it from a Gemara. Ram didn't make things up out of the clear blue sky. Look on the Gemara, Nun Dalet Amun Aleph. Nun Dalet Amun Aleph. Last two lines. Zos Omeres, Yemeini Dosa, She'ein Roa Bohen. It's a day of Nida, and she doesn't see any blood on it. Stop right there. It doesn't exist. What does it mean? All in the Sfira Zivasa. Sfira Zivasa. How can this be? How is it possible? According to every other region in the world, once she has a status of Zava, she'll remain a Zava forever until she has Shiva Nikim. This Gemara seems to say another way. That you have Yemeini Dasa, she doesn't see blood those days, will count for Sviras Zivasa. And it's in the Shani Gemara, Yibarlu, Yemeleina Shena Roben, Mao Shialo, the Sviras Zivasa, it's a Shaila. It's a whole discussion. And the Gemara seems to be equating Yemeleina, she didn't see blood with Yemeleina, she didn't see blood. Not going into all the prot. The simple read of this Gemara is that there can be a situation where she's required to have Shiva Nikiyah, clearly, right? She has to have a Sfira. And yet, when they call those days, Yemeini Dasa. According to all Rishonim, the Rambam, it's an impossibility. Can't be. Because once she became a Zava, she retains the status of Zava until she has Shiva Nikiyah. What our Gemara seems to say, no, she needs Shiva Nikiyah, but these days are labeled as Yemeini Dasa. So cut off in the Gemara. So the Ramban Nushas, everyone agrees to that, Nushas, what's going to do with this Gemara? It's a Farish Gemara against him. The Farish. Says the Ramban, no. We're talking here about a Zava Kitana. A Zava Kitana. Now we understand things fairly nicely. A Zava Gadola. I said to Rabbi, I insist, once you're a Zava, once a Zava, always a Zava, so you have Shiva Nikim. This Gemara is an impossibility. But a Zava Kitana, we call Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, then it makes perfect sense. Yemeini Dasa Shemroa Behen, all in the Sfiras Zivasa. He's a Zava Kitana. And she only needs one day, Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. If that one day will take place during the quote unquote Yemeini Dasa Shene Roa Bahen, then it counts. But once she says Zava Gadola, no, that's the whole point. It's called Yemeini Dasa, it's once the 11 days lapse.
11 days from what? From the never start.
No, according to the Ramban, let's start again. According to the Ramban, she saw on Sunday. She sees 7 days, or sees 3 days, 1 day, 5 days, irrelevant. Motzi Shabbos, she goes to the mikvah. Okay? Fine. So she sees on day 8, so she'll be shomeret on day 9. She'll see, v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. So she sees somewhere in the late teens, she sees a day. And then she's too busy to do a shmir, she's running here, she's running there, whatever it may be. Okay, but she's only a zavak tana. Zavatana, when day 19 comes, she's back in Yemei Nidasa. That the Ramban concedes, that everyone agrees to that. So then, that day, day 19, kind of the day of Shmira, whatever she saw before. Well, it'd be 18, which might would be the Rabbanan, presumably, 17 in Machlokas, Yerokan Mishlokas, 16 of early Lechola days, she'll do the Shmira on day 19. That's what the Gemara means. Now, the Ramban, the Netziv calls it a dochak. For two reasons. It doesn't say it's all about a Zavak Tan. The Gemara knows how to use the expression Zavak Tan. But more than that, this is a Gemara over here. If you look on the side, they tell you on the top of the Nundal and Beis to look back on Lamed Zayin. Then the Lamed Zayin, they talk about Yemei Deida, Shein Roben, Mao Shiyal, Sfir Zivos. Okay? So that's on Lamed Zayin. Whole discussion of Lama Zion, Amud Aleph, goes over to Amud Beis, a bit of a complicated sugya. Take a look, for example, over here. The first few narrow lines. Tanya Rabbi Merenus Omer. We're going to come to all these things as we go, but this gets a head start. Ein Leda Soseres Beziva. What does that mean? Woman is a zava, needs shiva nekiyim. She has a baby. Now, that would not interrupt the 7 days. Ibalu mao shetale. Can those days count towards the 7 days? That's what we saw quoted in the Dalit, quoted over here as well. Abai omar ena soseres ve'ena ola. Okay, it's a wash, a standoff. Rav omar ena soseres ve Ola. Wow. It actually counts towards the 7 days. Rashi. Mao Shetala. Im Yolda Bezov Uvi Mele Dosa Lo Rosa. She had a birth with no blood. Bloodless birth. Mao Sheyala Lona Nekim Votit Starach Lispar Acharein. Enos Oseres. Im Hoysa Zavil Posko Vizkil Lispar Vyolda. Enos Oseres Vi Mele Dosa Filo Ena Roa Behen. So it's a wash. It won't destroy the first days, and it won't count towards the 7 days of Nikiyah. That's the opinion of Abaye. Rabbi says, forget. Ain't a soseres ve'ola. Now, Rabosai, what are we talking about over here? It's clearly discussing a zava gedola. But it's your Shiva Nikiyim with a birth in between. And a similar expression. So the sin is considered to be a dochak. The same expression used here is used there. Here's the Zavak Dol, there's a Zavak Tana. So the Rambam says, I'm sorry, all of you who came before after, you're all wrong. 7-11. And then we understand it's 7-11. Then the Gemara makes perfect sense. That's what the Nesiv writes over here in his Shiltas. I'll give you just a brief excerpt. Again, Pei Vav in Shiltas, Sifkotin Dalit. Here we go. Here's the following question. Quotes the Rif. Ain't the Latema? Called the Minaf Kamini Bazaar. In me cried Arshin and Olaf Moshe Misina. Fasu, Minole Lipsa Kabazam and Azaria. Halakh Moshe Misina. Loka Bakiva. Halakha Bakiva Mechavero. Push your Bakiva away so fast. Bakiva! He says says Pshat is, if you want to look it up, it's latest on page Kuf Zayin on the top. That he thinks that this fight between Rambam and everyone, that's exactly the machlokas between these two Tanoim. Oh. We use a brief excerpt. Do they have this on the bar? I forgot, it's on bar line? No. Not on bar line. We'll say about Torah Shabbat Peh. Okay? Rabbi Akiva learns the Psukim, like the Torah's Kohanim, like the Brisa was just found an Ayin Beis and Ayin Gimel Masechta Nida. So below as Nidasa, Kisadva Nidasa, that means 11 days. What do you do with the words? Oh, Kisadva Nidasa. What do you do with those words? So the Rambam took care of it. Perikvav, we didn't get that far yet. Halacha Yud Zayin. They're pilpling 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, how much the muflig is, I understand very well. If it's all Lachmash Misinai, when you're a pasuk for? Shimrasa Shloshi Yamin, Samoch Lenidasa, Harezu Zava. Kigon. Shimrasa Bishmini Lenidasa. Uvichi, Uvasiri, Shen Rishon Visheni Ushlishi, Mehachara Sayom, Shen Mezi Vasa. Okay. Rosa Dam Biud Aleph Bimezi Vasa. The Tavla Le'er, that's a different story. So what's the Rama saying over here? The Psukim teach you about 8, 9, and 10. I'll read you within the Tziv's words. Listen carefully. Michael Mashmalon. 11 days. What's he going to talk about? Sal kadaitach. Dafka kshi tahoro mitumas nida. V'im kain, listen carefully. V'chamish yomim ha'achronim shiur aleph. Yom. Pshitalon dahavis zavah. The 5 last days of those 11. So what is that? 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. So there, that's going to be a zav. Aval b'shisha yamim arishonim, we'll call them 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Saka daitach, shimros anida b'yom ha-shvili yimei nidusa, v'nimshach tumasa v'ani shisha yimei zivusa. She sees from day 1 straight until day 13. Eino nase zava. You might have thought she would not become a zava. You might have thought she would not become a Zava. Wow. Amazing. Mishimhachi ksiv, O kisazav al nidasa, dafilu besamach limei nidusa, l'ol yom havye Zava. Exactly how it's going to fit in soon, we'll see. When it's going slow. This is such a chap, I gotta tell you this first. Quotes the Gemara at the end. Eina muvan. Amai makshe beloshin belelya tevei zava. Right? By day you're a zava, but not you're a nida. There's some more things. No! See, I have a better one. Why is belelya tevei nida? Neva belelya te tahora! I'll do you one better. You see by day, you're Tmeya. You see by night, you're Tahora. Would that be better? Not only would it be better, but the Gemara says so elsewhere. Who knows where in Shas it says so? Anybody in Shas? You ever did this Pesachta, never Pesach. Horius. I mean, didn't you? You were half asleep. Horius, Avdalam and Aleph. Abezin said, Shomeret Habal, Shomeret Yom. Potter. Why? Ami Zova lo havi ala bi mama. Tiksiv kol yamei Zova. Alma sakadaitach. The Beth made a mistake. The Belelia hit the horror le gamri. Unbelievable. You see, by day, you're a Zova. You see, by night, you're Tahora. But our Gemara, Nida didn't say that. Our Gemara said what? You see, by day, you're a Zova. You see, by night, you're a what? You are a what? You are a Nida. So it's a contradiction between Hori is Daf Dal and Nida Daf Ayin Gimel and Aleph. Contradiction. Says the Netziv, Ibu lehepech kosh, mehecha teisit lotia nida, v'pashas nida ksiv sama, isha, we saw the pasuk, right? Isha ki siya zava v'gomen, lo hi hotia kosov ela roi v'me ziva, ho b'lelio afil l'sakadaita, nikomakom pashas nida kaima. How can the Gemara suggest in Horius she's not a nida at all at night? She's sahora. Doesn't say the word yomar by nida. But tzarach lomar. It's impossible to even imagine that at night she's a nida. Why not? Dim Cain, heik tevi bi yamama zava. She's a nida already. How do you become a zava? Whenever you're a nida, you automatically need it for 7 days. Ela tzarach lomar. The Beria Balila below as Nidasa Tahori. If you want to say anything as a Havamina, which is the mistake of the Tztukin, or the Bezin made a mistake. Not the Tztukin, the Bezin made a mistake. It's not exactly before Zilkri Beirav. That's the mistake. They thought by night she's Tahora. But to say that she's a Nida by night and a Zava by day is preposterous. Because once you're a Nida in 7 days, you can't, nothing happens. That's Havamina Hori. That's it. Can't be. Oh, so what about over here in Masechta Nida Afayin Gimel? How can it be? Vodalate Nida Lamochate Zava? Here's the answer. The Gemara in Horus goes according to Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, you go with Psukim, the way all the other Rishonim learn. So it's an impossibility to be a Nida by night and a Zava by day. It's inconceivable, impossible. Rab Shmaya koi bosa de kama sham, Rab Elazar ben Azariah hilchasa. Ah, hilchasa. Vishapir makshe, the efshe de belayle te nida, uvi imam and rasa, he zava gam kain. According to the Rambam, it can go flip flop, back and forth, flip flop, back and forth. Night nida, day zava, night nida, day zava. The Rambam said that can happen. As long as the days pass, 7-11, across the border, you become from Nida to a Zava, but go from one to the other. Umeshani, Alecha Makra, Al Nidasa, Sama Nidasa. What does that mean? The quote there, Rabbi Elazar, that you see, I'm reading the words of the Nitziv. It's column 2, page 9. Nichnas Nida Bimei Zivus. You can become a Nida in the middle of Zivus, with Istra Kra, Mirabos Lelos. In other words, if it would be a Havamina, you see by day you're a Zava, you see by night you become a Nida. But according to the Rambam, that is possible. You see day 1 through 18 straight, and they see 19, you become a Nida. Wow. Efshali konis Nidus bimei Ziva. That's the Pesach of the Riff in the Rambam. The Rach. Why did the Rambam say this over here? He just should have said what the Gemara said. The Havamina being, namely, it's Chazer. By day you're a Zava, by night you're a Nida. He says, no, it can't be. It's a Machlokas, a Tanoim, and Psochim. When it says the word Yom, does it mean daytime hours? Or the entire day? Zochas Yom HaShavas Lakacho. A little bit of an easier sugya. Kuvav HaMsochim. It's Kiddush by night, Kiddush by day. So the Rambam, he says, according to the Rambam, they couldn't have that Havamina. So he gave a different Havamina. We'll have to discuss a little later what that Havamina was precisely. Fine? Oh. So he says, I'll read you again. Sugya the Almas, Yom is all 24 hours. Unless it says Beferish otherwise. Rav Abba says, Olecha Makro, according to me, no kash to begin with. No kash to begin with. Yimam Adak. We don't hold the way. Yom is 24 hours. You hold that it's only by day? So, Olecha Makro, for you, Al B'Samach Mamash, behind the Balailah. How do you like that? Fine. So the Gemara Daf Nun Dalid that we saw is Halachas Pesukah saying, we part the Gabbalah of Menazariah. Ain't no nutzri, here's the way I was looking for. Sorry, it took me so long. Ain't no nutzrichim lidochkon, the dochak of Tosus there on Nun Dalid. And the Ramban on Laman Zion. Lechalik ben Zov and Gedol Lektana. Asher b'emes ain't a move on kol kach mehecha teisa lechalik b'neim achwe shekostiv lo chilik b'neim. That's the svara. V'gam lo shon hasugyo shmamina yimei nida v'chule mashva da hainu hach shemidabe b'malkam acher. The two sugyos, Laman Zion and Dalet. It's the same Zov, same as Zov and Gedol Gedol. Rambam nun Dalet kipshuto. Perek Zion lo chil aleph. She may need a, this is Pegvav, she may need a Sheneroa Ola Lesiras Zava Gedola. Meridik. Meridik. All the riots against the Rambam are going to call Rabbi Akiva. We pass the Gabalazim and Azariah. Why do we pass the Gabalazim and Azariah? It's against the cloud we pass like Rabbi Akiva. Because, Rabbi Osai, you may have noticed the nine bays and bays, a little nuance on nine bays and bays. Take a look again. Nine bays and bays, the Gemara has a machlokas of Yochanan and Rish Lakish about Asiri, Itmar Asiri. Very nice. And then it says, after Itmar Asiri, the Gemara has another version. Ika Damastila, aha, halachal Moshe Misinai, who needs a second version? It's the Machlokes. No. The fact that the Gemara introduced a second version indicates that the second version is correct. We pass in the Kabbalah of Lachman Shemisina. And where else do you find the Rabbi Osai? I mentioned Kiddushin, this because of the Yeshiva and Kiddushin. Well, last year we learned Sanhedrin. I don't know how we got that far. We want to pay Zion. People made Tziyumim, so they must have learned this Gemara. That pay Zion. Because we want to pay Zion in Mesechta Sanhedrin. It says as follows. Second. Gemara holds the Gemara halacha achadas ayom asiri yehol discussion. Alma the nugget hashas the bahalacha lemoshe misinai pligi Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish ukrabalaza ben Azaria v'yodua the kaimalon kesugi the alma haredas arif arambam nechona me'ol. So the Nitziv, the Heligan Nitziv, went to the Sugyas of the Gemara, and he said that the Machlokas, the Rambam in the world, is the Machlokas between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. That's why the Rif had a pass on Halacha like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The truth is, can't say everyone Halacha. The Ramban, for example, said Beferish, for reasons so far unknown to us, he passes Halacha Moshe Mitzinak, and he still follows the rest of the world. He is the rest of the world. He was first, Rashi. That was the regular way of counting. He didn't learn that's enough community. So the question would be against the Ramban. So why bother mentioning as a Lachman Shmisi and just say it's a Mikroi? Don't know. If you have a good reason, let me know. I'll quote you tomorrow in Shir. I'm not exactly sure why the Ramban would have to pass in the Shaila. Mess the whole. If there's no difference according to him, no difference. Now, in this respect, there's certainly no difference. Yes?
But there is no physical difference. There's no test that tells you this is
I understand that.
This is neither. They
100%.
Both look alike, they act alike.
100%.
So it's arguable. The only difference is arbitrary. Therefore, it's like Allah al-Makhmi Sina. Ram is giving you a time test.
No, I understand. All that is correct.
The others are giving you a quantity test.
All this is correct.
More than 3 days.
All this is correct. However, according to Rabbi Akiva, the result is exactly the same based upon Sukkim, according to all the Rishonim except for the Rambam. So the question, the whole vote of the Nitziv, the fact that the Rif quoted it, I imagine the Rush left it out. Ah! But the Ramban, even though he quoted it, still looks like the regular, all the other Rishonim, so why bother quoting it? Why bother? It's all the same thing. This is in terms of the texts. The Nitziv was always expert in figuring out all the texts. You know that when the Nitziv was saying Shirin V'Alojin, for those who prefer the new style, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, the Brisker Derech, he gave the lumdus behind the these various shittas. So I felt we had to start with the Nitziv. I mean, I felt sort of loyalty to the Nitziv. But tomorrow we're going to be my rabbis, all my rabbis, members of my service family, as we'll discuss Rav Velvel. I gave you out the the copies of the Kedushi agrees on Erechim. It's cut off a little bit at the beginning of the Rambam's Lashon, a little bit at the end, but the thrust is there. If you want to get the original, we'll try to leave it on the desk. And there we're going to see how Ravel gives a lumdish taich in the machlokas between the Rambam and all the other Rishon. Again, I don't know Arech was them. We're going to have to get to the board, the nitty gritty of the Maisa soon, but I felt that there's as an introduction to see some of the more general background, even though Lo Narech was there, to quote the Magen Mishnah, but a little bit is an implication. Lo Arech, but I did mention it. So with Lo Narech, but we'll talk about it a little bit more tomorrow before we get to the other six. We'll have some more Mar Makomas and some more copies of this available.
At least the Rambam, but Rambam in certain places passes are not finished. A lot more from Sinai and things that look flippant. One thing we're searching for, point around in certain places.
No, it's
Nissan.
It's on or off now?
Yeah, Nissan.
Let me turn it off.